This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. Now, there's two components of the title. One, you get to choose what you want to weigh, really, honest. And secondly, you get to stay there permanently. You will never have to worry about food again. You'll never have to worry about a diet again or what you eat. You'll never have to worry about weight again. And yes, let me tell you again, this is all free. I do not want a penny of your money. Save your money. You will need it to buy an entirely new wardrobe. Now, people really believe that it's the food that made them fat. If it weren't for all those wonderful foods out there, if it weren't for the fast food restaurants, if it weren't for French fries or ice cream or chocolate cake, they never would have been fat. And maybe you were thin to begin with. And maybe over the years you just got fat. You put a lot of weight on, and there you are, and you find yourself stuck. Well, let me tell you again, your weight is a symptom. Your weight is not your problem. After all, if you didn't put all that food in your mouth, you wouldn't be overweight. You wouldn't be unhappy. But there you are, you've made yourself unhappy. And now you find that you can't lose weight. Remember, your weight is a symptom. Your weight is the result of putting all that food in your mouth. Losing weight is a flawed concept. Virtually nobody loses weight. I did a podcast the other day about Michelle Obama's program to eliminate childhood obesity. I'm sure it's well-intentioned, but fat adults are trying to tell fat kids to be thin. That's just ridiculous. And everybody should know it's ridiculous by now. The problem is nobody knows what to do, except me. And it's really very simple. Look, if you think it's the food, and you're convinced the food is what made you fat, let's do a little experiment. First of all, I will tell you that it's not the food. The food just lays there. It's your need, not a desire, a need to pick up the food, put it in your mouth, taste it, and chew it. You love the taste, whatever kind of food it is. In fact, the reality is you can't do without the taste of the food. You don't want the food in your system because that'll make you fat, or has made you fat, or will continue to keep you fat. But here you are. You know exactly what to do. So does everybody else in the world. Just don't put all that food in your mouth. That wasn't hard, was it? Piece of cake. No pun intended. Very, very simple. You can't do it. And you're still persuaded it's the food. Well, let's do a little test. When I say a test, you don't get a grade for this. You don't report it to me. It's just you, by yourself, unless you want to get one of your friends involved. Look, let's say that you're persuaded that it's ice cream that made you fat. You need some ice cream, a bowl of ice cream, every night before you go to bed. After dinner, even though you've eaten a big dinner, you need some ice cream. And you're convinced and you're persuaded, if it weren't for the ice cream, that you would be thin. Or maybe it's chocolate cake or whatever it is. It's something. Pick out whatever it is. Let's say it's ice cream. It's a hot day and the ice cream looks terrific. It's just melting there. You can't wait to get it in your mouth. The succulent taste, the cream, the richness of it all, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel terrific. It may eliminate or alleviate depression or anxiety, or it just gives you a good feeling. It's a nice warm feeling to have that cool ice cream in your mouth. And you know it's ice cream that made you fat, and you're sure of that. Now, let's suppose that ice cream disappeared from the planet for whatever reason. There's no more ice cream. You can't buy ice cream. You can't make it. You can't do anything with it. It doesn't exist. It is gone. Now, think about that for a second. Imagine it just to yourself. You don't have to tell me. The food that you're persuaded has made you fat is now impossible to get. You could do the same thing with French fries or hamburgers or anything. We're staying with ice cream right now. You cannot get ice cream. You cannot make ice cream. You will never have the taste of ice cream in your mouth again. Just imagine that. Really, stay with me on this one. It's for your benefit. Now, if you're persuaded and you're sure that ice cream has made you fat and you can't get ice cream anymore anywhere, well, you'd be thin, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be terrific? The ice cream is gone. Your nemesis, your arch evil, is gone forever. Then you're free. Congratulations, you're free of ice cream. Now you can lose 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 pounds because of the ice cream. Now, wait a minute. Tell yourself, what would really happen? Imagine this. This is important. I'm going to teach you the fundamental lesson that I've been talking about. that it's not the food, it's you, and it's your emotional need to put that food in your mouth. Now, there we are. The ice cream's all gone, not around. What would you do? Would you be thin again? Or would you say to yourself, look, I really need something to substitute for the ice cream. I'll have to get something that tastes like it, or looks like it, or smells like it, or gives me the same feeling. What would you do? Here you are, your imagination, you come to a place that you should be so happy to be at because you no longer have to be fat. I think you'll find the reality is you'd look for a substitute. You look for something else to put in your mouth that would give you the same kind of feeling that ice cream has, or chocolate cake, or french fries. That's the problem. You would really do that. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Ask yourself. If you're not sure about it, if you're unclear, go without ice cream for a few days. See how you feel. See if you get nervous. See what you do. Are you going to be happy? You make yourself unhappy. You will find, I believe, if you tell yourself the truth and really do this, that it's not the ice cream. It's what the ice cream does for you. That's what we're going to eliminate. We're going to disconnect the emotional need you feel from the food. It's really simple. At the end of the day, you will say, oh my gosh, this has been so simple. I should have done this years ago. Whole thing was a terrible mistake. It wasn't the ice cream. It wasn't the french fries. It wasn't the pasta. It wasn't the Italian. It wasn't the Chinese. It was a need you felt to put something in your mouth to make you feel better. You won't have to do that anymore. On my podcast, which I'm going to continue now that our technical glitch is fixed, I'll tell you how to do this. And it's so simple. First thing, though, you really have to understand and come to grips and tell yourself, admit, that it's not the food, it's you. A lot of people don't want to admit this, even to themselves, because they feel inadequate and they don't know how to stop it. I do, and I will tell you, and it's free. Losing weight is a flawed concept. In my book, there's a chapter entitled, "You Want to Lose Weight? You Don't Have a Chance." And that's fundamentally true. Something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet regains the weight. Why would that be? Wouldn't that just be stupid? People are fat, they go through a chore to lose the weight, or they think they've lost it, and they go right back because they become emotionally comfortable at that weight, whether it's fat or whether it's 20 pounds too heavy or 100. Doesn't make a bit of difference, and they'll keep doing it. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll cover this in future podcasts. Remember, do the test. Let yourself know. Admit to yourself that it's not the food. Food just lays there. It's you and your need to put it in your mouth. Again, you don't want it in your system. You want it in your mouth. Stick with me. We'll do this again. And I'll show you how to eliminate this. And it's so easy. You'll be thrilled. Goodbye.